like the Mouse Elliott. Call him now, if you dare. On 0191-477-2000.
Century Radio.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Century Radio. Oh, we're back. Ah, welcome back, welcome back. All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the show of shows here. Of the station of stations, Century Radio. Ah, what can we talk to you about here? Ah, we'll talk to Gordon, I think. Gordon, bye-bye, Gordon.
Hello?
Hello, Gordon, how
hello?
Are you?
Hello, I'm going to disguise my voice a bit, because I wasn't going to give my name, but I forgot when I told the lad before there.
Oh.
It's a bit of a touchy subject.
Right.
I'll tell you, like, what's happened recently first, before I go into the rest and that.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at a factory, and I got sacked because I was going to the toilet, like, too often, which, like, I didn't think would have been much of a problem, but therefore it was, like, slowing everybody else's work down. But what it is, I was talking to one of my friends tonight about it. I've never mentioned it to anyone before that. I can't help myself from masturbating.
So you weren't having a pee break, really, or a tea break. You were having
Wasn't. They just thought I was just going to the toilet, but...
No, you were going to the toilet to pee?
Yeah.
Well,
I wasn't, that's what they thought.
They thought you were going to the toilet, and they were saying you're having too many pees a day.
Yeah.
But basically, you were masturbating. Yes, masturbating.
Yeah.
I would have fired you, you know, if I'd got you masturbating in, you know.
Well, it didn't catch us or anything.
Well, I should damn
come close a few times, but...
Certain things, that's private, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't help myself.
Well,
I was talking to one of my friends tonight, and
yeah.
Talking to one of my mates, Steve, and he was just laughing at us to start with, thought I was just kidding and that, but... He says there was a program on the TV seen before that was on about it. He says there's a proper problem, compulsive masturbating. But
well, yeah, well, let's get it down here. Masturbating, there's nothing wrong with masturbating. Men and women can and should masturbate.
But is there so many people do it, though?
Well, it depends where you do it, is the worry. That's the first thing, you know. I mean, if you're in the middle of, you know, suddenly throw yourself on the checkout counter and, you know, have a little slap-happy session with yourself.
No, just,
that's the wrong
the
place.
I was in. Just the fact
so,
I was in.
You know, how many would you do a day, would you think?
Well, not that many, really.
Well, one?
Yeah, well, more than one.
Two, three?
Yeah, probably.
Ooh. No, three.
So, sometimes.
Yeah, have you got a girlfriend?
I haven't, no.
Well, that's basically, it's your right hand's become your girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just, I've done this now since I left school.
Have you had a girlfriend?
I've kept out the weird girls, because, I mean, I don't know if I had a girlfriend in the quarters doing that, I don't think that would look very good.
Well, obviously some girls wouldn't mind, some girls wouldn't mind. But the point is, you might do it for you. You might get a sort of a helping hand, so to speak.
I don't know whether it'll be the same. But I mean,
trust me, boy, it'll not be the same. It'll never be the same at all. I think what you've got to do is go out and find somebody, maybe it's a boyfriend you want for all I know, I don't know. But you need, you know, to get a relationship going and put this, you know, just because a man, say a man and a woman, let's say a man and a woman. But it could be a man and a man or a woman and a woman. But just because they're in a relationship doesn't mean they've got to stop masturbating, you know.
I know, but I don't know whether I could stop myself, it's went on that long now.
Oh, you there's ways, dear boy, there's ways. If it's an...
If she caught us, what would you think? I mean, fair enough. And, I mean, I don't know how often most
Well, you tell her.
It, but
you tell her. You just say, look, I, you know, once you... Not on your first date, but once you've gone out and maybe you're getting towards a rumpy-pumpy session and wonderful, another date, you'll just say, you know what, just and say you'd like to do it for her. That's part of a foreplay. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's what my friend says tonight. He says some girls like to see things like that, you know. He's told us more or less what you said, but I don't know, because to me, I mean, she might think there's like something wrong, maybe there is something
wrong.
I don't know,
but you use it as part of the effect. You know, I mean, say you don't just masturbate, then clean yourself up and leave. I mean, say you're with a relationship, you want to be with that person, and you want to share your bodies and eventually the fluids therein. But it's a case of masturbation's not wrong. Three times a day. That's 21 times a week. Well, some people might call it excessive. Some people might call it a normal, healthy interest in the Tadgerville. So I would say there's nothing unnatural towards it, but I think if you get yourself a relationship going, a partner going, and, as I say, kind of a helping hand, and you could be in paradise. Yeah. Yes, because, I mean, say there's some men can't. Yeah, what about a woman who wants to masturbate and you're living with her, you're going with her? What, is she supposed to stop masturbating and wait for you?
I like things like that. I've got good videos with,
videos like that. Tell a story, but they don't tell all the story.
I enjoy watching them.
Well, you've got to find a partner, and then let us know what's happening. 0191 477 2000. I had to cut him off because I was starting to feel he was starting to get his rocks off with me. Hello!